Let us read the portion of a scripture of Old Testament.
我哋请大家从旧约嘅圣经嚟到读一段嘅经文。
Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章。
Let us read first eight verses.
以赛亚书第六章，我哋读开头嗰八节。
Now let us read.
让我哋一齐读系以赛亚书第六章第一至第八节。当乌西雅王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。其上有撒拉弗士立，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸面，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞扬，彼此喊苦说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。因呼喊者的声音，门栏的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。那时我说：祸哉，我莫忘了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因眼见大君王万军之耶和华。有一撒拉弗飞到我跟前，手拿红炭，用火剪从坛上取下来的，将炭沾我的口，说：看啊，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。我又听见主的声音说：我可以差遣谁？谁肯为我们去呢？我说：我在这里，请差遣我。
And we read the New Testament.
我又卷去新约圣经。
Gospel of John.
约翰福音。
Chapter 12.
12章
Verse 41
第四十一节，约翰福音第十二章第四十一节。
请我们大家来读Let us read together this verse.
我哋一起读第四十一节。以赛亚因为看见他的荣耀，就指着他说这话。
The original Greek,
原文的希腊文呢？
These things Isaiah said when he saw his glory and spoke of him.
就是讲到是当以赛亚睇见佢嘅荣耀，就对住佢讲，指着佢讲呢啲说话。
But the original language is not when he saw his glory.
但原文唔系话当佢睇见佢嘅荣耀。
When means because he saw his glory.
而是说因为看见他的荣耀。
Because Isaiah saw his glory.
因为以赛亚看见他的荣耀。
Yesterday, we spoke about Jesus Christ has absolute authority.
昨天晚上我们交通到主耶稣基督他有绝对的权柄。
We know the first book of New Testament.
我们知道新约的第一卷的书
is the Gospel of Matthew.
是马太福音。
The Gospel of Matthew's the main purpose.
马太福音最主要的目的。
It speaks of the absolute right of Jesus Christ.
乃讲到耶稣基督，他有绝对的权利。
He told us.
他告诉我们。
All the authority in heaven and upon earth was given to Jesus Christ.
马太福音告诉我们，天上地下一切的权柄都给了耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ has the absolute right in you and in me.
耶稣基督在你和我身上，他有绝对的权柄。
Jesus Christ has absolute right authority in your situation and in my situation.
主耶稣基督在你的情况里面或者我的情况里面他都有绝对的权柄。
I have speak to a few of you, a few people among us.
我从当中的几位是有些的谈话。
The first book of the Old Testament.
是旧约的第一本书。
Usually we saw it is Genesis.
我又是创世纪。
But really, the first book of the Old Testament is Job.
但其实旧约第一卷写的书是约伯记。
The book of Job is the first book in Old Testament.
在旧约里面写的书里面其实是约伯记是最先被写的。
This book was written before Moses.
这约伯记是在摩西之前已经写了的。
Maybe in the time of Abraham.
大概应该是在亚伯拉罕的时间约伯记就有了。
Anyhow,The book of Job is the first book of Old Testament.
无论怎样都好啦，旧约第一本书信啊，第一本嘅书啊，被写嘅系约伯记。
The first book of of the Old Testament, the Job, what the book, the main purpose of the book.
咁呢本旧约里面写嘅第一本书，佢最主要嘅目的系乜嘢咧？
The main purpose of the book of Job is
约伯记嘅目的系
God sovereign rule of everything
乃神佢喺管理一切嘅事上边佢有佢嘅主权
God has all of authority
神佢有一切嘅权柄
Job we know the Bible speaks six times
喺约伯记里边六次咁样嚟到讲。
He said, Job, my servant.
他都说约伯我的仆人。
My servant, Job.
我的仆人约伯。
My servant, Job.
我的仆人约伯。
What kind of service Job does?
约伯是有什么服侍呢？
Job did not preach.
约伯并没有传道。
Did not preach the gospel.
约伯并没有传福音。
Job did not build a church building.
约伯并没有建造教堂。
Job did not do thousands of Christian works.
约伯并没有做很多千千万万的基督徒的工作。
But God says, My servant Job.
但神话我的仆人约伯。
That means in the Old Testament,
换句话来讲，在旧约的里面
the first message to a whole world,
对于整个世界的第一个信息是
that means God has all right,
那么神有一切的权柄
He has all authority on everything,
在一切的事上面他都有他的权柄
Job stand upon that,
约伯就站在这个上面了
Job's main services,
约伯最主要的服侍
is on learn obedience through sufferings.
是透过受苦来学习信服。
In the first chapter,
约伯记的第一章
he have all things.
他一切都有了。
But Satan still go to the throne of God.
魔鬼撒旦去到神的宝座的面前。
Satan said to God,
撒旦就跟神说
The Job is your servant.
约伯是你的仆人呢?
You give him all things.
你给他一切的东西。
If you rob his all things,
如果你将他那些有的东西拿走
he will repudiate you.
他当然会咒诅你的了。
But Job lost everything.
但约伯损失了一切。
He said,blessings from God.
他说祝福从神那里来。
Things was taken, from God.
但是神都是神可以拿走。
God's name must be praised.
神的名字是应该被尊崇的。
what is the, this means? What does that mean?
这个什么意思啊?
Means Job standing on the right of God.
是说约伯是站在神的权柄的底下。
What kind of service he did?
约伯是做什么服侍呢?
His service is stand God's right.
那他的服侍那他站在神的权柄的底下。
Stand for the right of God.
他为着神的权柄来站立。
And that is the service of Job.
这是约伯的服侍。
And the second day,
第一,
Satan has still has some place on before the throne.
撒旦在神的宝座的面前也还有些话要讲过。
All the outward things,was taken away, not enough.
外面的东西拿走了都不够。
You harm him to head to tools with the sickness.
一伯从头到脚掌都生疮。
Even Satan encouraged his wife.He said, you just curse God.
甚至
dead.
是撒旦来到叫约伯的妻子来到这么讲，你咒咗神啦。
But Job did not do that.
但约伯却冇咁做。
He still reputed himself.
佢话佢自己。
That he denied himself.
佢自己。
He stand for the right of God.
他为着神的权柄来到站立。
God gives me health.
神给我健康。
God's name be praised.
神的名字是该称颂的。
God gives me sickness. God's name must be praised.
神给我疾病，神的名字都是该被称颂的。
And then devil have no place before the throne.
这个时候，撒旦在宝座的面前就没说话好讲了。
This is the first message of God to our human kind.
这个是神对人类第一个的信息。
This message tell us.
这个信息告诉我们。
You and I,
你和我,
outward things are lost.
但是我们所有的东西都失去。
Our self-centered life are lost.
我们个人个人的自我中心的生命都应该失去。
And stand for the right of God.
我们要为着神的权柄来站立。
This is a kind of service to God.
这个是神所要的服侍。
So, the service of Job is the special service.
所以约伯的服侍是很特别的服侍。
The preaching, not everybody can do.
他的传的信息不是每个人都能够做。
To explain the Bible, not everybody can do.
他解释圣经不是每个人都能够做。
Lot of Christian works you and I cannot do.
有很多基督徒的工作你和我都未必能够去做。
But everybody can do this work.
但每一个人都能够做这个工作。
Everybody can serve God in this way.
每一个人都可以这样来服侍神。
Learn obedience through sufferings.
来透过受苦学习信服。
For the right of God.
来为着神的权柄。
God has all authority.
神是有绝对的权柄。
My wife is a good wife.
我的妻子是一个好的妻子。
My husband is a good husband.
我的丈夫是一个好的丈夫。
My children is a good children.
我的儿女好的儿女。
My father, my parents is a good parents.
我的爸爸妈妈父母是好的父母。
My teacher is a good teacher.
我的先生是好的先生。
My student is a good student.
我的学生是好的学生。
Whether good or bad,
无论好也坏,
that no matter what kind of curse things happened,
无论什么事情发生,
but I standing for the right of God.
我还站立为着神的权柄。
Good father, I standing with God.
好的父亲，我又站在神那里。
Imperfect father, I stand for the right of God.
我就算有不完美的父亲，我都是为着神的权柄站立。
So, learn obedience, that means selflessness and manifest Jesus Christ.
所以学习信服，乃我们的己减少，又学习基督耶稣自己。
These lessons So everybody can learn.
呢个嘅功课，我哋每一个都可以学习。
The old person can learn.
老人可以学。
Young person can learn.
年轻人可以学。
The old Christian can learn.
但比较年长嘅呢啲都可以学。
Also can learn.
细路仔都可以学。
So God's first message.
所以神第一个嘅信息。
We have to standing for the right of God.
我哋要为着神嘅权柄嚟到站立。
God never do things wrong.
神从来都唔会做错事。
Jehovah is good. Jehovah 就是
耶和华是好的，耶和华好的。
Jehovah is right.
耶和华是对的。
No wrong.
他不会错的。
He's loving kind forever and ever.
他的慈爱永远的长存。
So, your circumstances.
所以你的情况。
My circumstances.
我的情况。
Are all allowed by God.
是神容许的。
Give you a chance, give me a chance.
给你一个机会，给我一个机会。
Standing for the right of God.
那可以为神的权柄来站立。
That means we are self, we reputed our self-centered life.
那换句话就话，我哋拒绝我自我中心的生命。
And manifest the life of Jesus Christ.
是将耶稣基督的生命来到彰显。
So this is the first message of the Old Testament.
这个就是旧约的第一个信息。
This is the message of the New Testament.
这个就是新约的信息。
Matthew is the same message.
马太是同样的信息。
Job is the same message.
约伯是同一个信息。
You have to learn, I have to learn obedience through suffering.
你和我都要学习透过受苦来学习信服。
Let us read, Hebrew.
让我们来看希伯来书。
Hebrew. Chapter 5.
第五章。
Hebrew chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
He says, Jesus Christ in the days of his flesh.
但基督在肉身的时候，
Verse 8，
第八节
，Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered。
他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺服。
And having been perfected，
他既得以完全。
The perfect that means a full-grown man。
完全就话一个长大成熟的人啦。
He became the author or the cause of eternal salvation to all who obey him.
就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
So, this is Jesus Christ.
这个是耶稣基督。
This is the experience of Jesus Christ.
这个是耶稣基督的经历。
He was in the days of his flesh.
他是一个肉身的日子。
33.5 years.
33.5年的时间。
He learned obedience by the things which he suffered.
他因为所受的苦难就学了顺从了。
And perfected.
他就得以完全。
Let us read together the verse 8.
我一起读第八节。
Young and old.
我们无论年轻年老。
We read loudly.
我们一起大声地读。
Though
he was a son,
yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Let's read again.
让我们再读一次。他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
He learned obedience by the things which he suffered.
他因所受的苦难学了顺从。
I hope everyone of us learn this lesson.
我希望我们每一个人都学到这个功课。
In the Old Testament, God's first message is this.
在旧约里面，神第一个信息是这个。
In the New Testament, first message is this.
在新约里面，第一个信息都是这个功课。
Jesus Christ learned obedience by the things which he suffered.
耶稣基督是因为所受的苦难学了顺从。
That means you and I.
即是你和我。
So learn obedience through the things which we suffered.
我要透过我们所受的苦来学习顺从。
when you get sometime unhappy time.
啊，当你有啲唔欢喜快乐嘅时候。
Why you have no happy time?
啊，点解啊？你有唔欢喜快乐嘅时候啊
？Because you are in a condition.A self-centered life.
啊，因为你喺一个咁嘅情况嘅里边，你系一个自我中心嘅生命。
Why you are angered?
点解你发怒啊？
Because you are live in a self-centered life.
因为你活喺一个自我中心嘅生活命嘅里面。
Why I am unhappy?
点解我唔欢喜啊
？I am anger.
点解我发怒啊
？Because I live.A self-centered life.
因为我活在一个自我中心的生命的里面。
Not repudiate myself.
我不拒绝我自己。
But Jesus says,
但耶稣说,
his whole life long beating through suffering.
他一生都是学习从受苦难里面学习顺服。
What is the obedience, long obedience?
学习顺服是什么?
Long obedience means selflessness.Life.
学习顺服，你话人嘅自己系减少。
That's the learn obedience means.
学习顺服啦。
I don't obedient myself.
你话我唔顺从我自己。
I learn obedience to God.
我学习顺从神。
I don't support myself.
我唔支持我自己。
I deny myself.
我舍弃我自己。
And manifest Jesus' life in my life.
那让耶稣基督嘅生命从我嘅生活里边嚟到彰显出嚟。
Paul also says.
保罗都咁样话。
No longer I.
佢不再是我。
But Christ lives in me.
乃基督活喺我嘅里面。
That is the learned beginning through suffering.
呢个乃从受苦里面学习顺服。
Let us read.Second Corinthians chapter 11.
然后我们读哥林多后书的第十一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书第十一章。
So, let me, I read to you.
啊，我读俾你听。
Verse 23.
啊，第
23节。You read.
啊，哥林多啊后书第十一章第23节。他们是基督的仆人么？我说句狂话，我更是，我比他们多受劳苦，多下监狱，受鞭打过，是过重的。无死是有类似的。
24节，
被犹太人鞭打五次，每次40减我一下。
Why Paul was beaten by the Jews 5 times？
啊，点解保罗五次被犹太人打佢咧
？And he received 40 stripes minus one。
啊，每一次。啊，四十去减佢一下。
93rd stripes。
啊，系39打咗39下。
The 39 stripes。
啊，呢39边
？Means he's still alive。
啊，换句话嚟讲，话佢仍然系活着。
If you beat you hit him 40 times。Paul will die.
啊，可以先啊！如果你打佢40鞭咧，佢就会死噶。
So he forty stripes minus one.
啊，所以40打佢一下。
Because have the second time beat.
啊，因为要再打多次。
And the third time.
佢第三次被打。
Five times.
要打五次。
Why Paul so sufferings?
点解保罗受咁多苦咧？
Because he learned obedience through suffering.
因为他是从苦受苦学习了顺服。
That means I stand the right of God.
你说我站在神的权柄的底下。
The Jews beat me 39 times right.
保罗是犹太人打我39次啱的。
He learned obedience through this suffering.
他是从受苦来学习顺服。
He denied himself.
他拒绝他自己。
He manifested Jesus Christ.
他将耶稣基督的生命彰显出来。
Okay, and the 25 verse.
系哥林多后书第十一章嘅第二十五节。
Three times I was beaten with a rod.
被棍打了三次。
Once I was stoned.
被石头打了一次。
Three times I was shipwrecked.
遇着船坏三次。
A night and a day I have been in the deep.
一昼一夜在深海里。
In journeys often.
有一次行远路、
In perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of Gentiles, in perils of the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren.
江河的危险、盗贼的危险、同族的危险、外邦人的危险、城里的危险、旷野的危险、海中的危险、假弟兄的危险。
In weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and nakedness.
受劳碌，受困苦，多次不得睡，又饥又渴，多次不得食，受寒冷，赤身露体。
Besides the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches.
除了这外面的事，还有为众教会的挂心的事，天天压在我身上。
We have never had such a kind of sufferings.
我们从来没有这样的受苦到。
But Paul has this kind of suffering.
但是保罗他有这些受苦。
If I am was Paul,
如果我是保罗呢?
Have a holiday want to have a holiday.
咁我就算想去放假啦。
I don't continue this.
我唔继续，我唔可以咁继续落去。
But Paul standing for the right of God.
但保罗为着神嘅权柄嚟到站立。
All the sufferings allowed by God, that is right.
所有嘅苦受苦都系系神俾嘅，都系啱嘅。
He learned obedience through sufferings.
他从受苦来到学习到信服。
He is no longer I.
他不再我了。
But Christ lives in me.
乃基督活在我的里面。
This is the first message, God's message to our human being.
这是神对人的第一个信息。
The Old Testament is this, New Testament is this.
在旧约是这样，在新约都是这样。
So we have to learn these lessons.
所以我们需要学习这个功课。
Everybody learn these lessons.
我们每个人都要学这个功课。
Because you and I learn these lessons perfectly.
因为我们能够学得完整，这个功课学得完全。
And God means glorified.
神的名字就得到荣耀了。
Because God wants a people.
因为神想得着一班人。
These people, can, instead of him, to deal with the devil.
神想得这班人能够代表神去对付撒旦。
God is the creator.
神是个创造者。
He cannot beat the devil.
他不能够好像打要打低撒旦。
He, want to get a created man,
他要藉着被创造的人
to deal with created Satan,
要来到对付被创造的魔鬼。
This is the message from the Jew,
这个是从约伯的信息。
So when you and I learn obedience through suffering,
所以当你和我从受苦学到信服。
In one side,The measure of Christ increased.
基督的量度在我们身上就长大了。
And our measure of Christ is increased.
我们基督的量度在我们身上就增加了。
And another side, we deal with Satan.
另一面我们对付撒旦。
Satan's no position.
撒旦再没有地位了。
Satan will surrender.
撒旦要投降了。
Satan will be dealt with.
撒旦就被对付了。
We have to learn this lesson.
所以我们要学习这个功课。
This lesson is the lessons of the cross.
这个功课乃十字架的功课。
We want Christ is all and in all.
我们想基督是充满万有，又在万有之内。
You will be Christ manifest.
你 是基督的彰显。
I will manifest Christ.
我又是彰显基督。
Everybody want to manifest Christ.
每个人都想要彰显基督。
But how to manifest Christ?
但是怎样彰显基督呢？
Only by we to learn obedience through suffering.
唯有是透过受苦学习信服。
No other ways.
我哋冇第二条路啦。
Christ is all and in all by way of the cross。
啊，基督系成为充满万有嘅一个充满，乃系透过十字架。
We just read Isaiah。
啊，我哋刚才开始嘅时候读到以赛亚书。
Called he said he saw his glory。
啊，以赛亚系睇见神嘅荣耀。
Isaiah six, chapter six.
啊，以赛亚书第六章。
He said, in the year that King Uzziah died.
啊，当啊，以赛亚书第六章嘅第一节，当乌西亚王崩的那年。
And I saw the Lord sitting on the iron throne.
啊，我看见主坐在高高的宝座上。
High and lifted up.
啊，高高坐在宝座上。
And the train of his robe filled the temple.
啊，他的衣裳垂下遮满圣殿。
Isaiah is a prophet of God.
以赛亚是神的先知。
But he was under the shadow of the king Uzziah.
啊，但是他在乌西亚王啊的啊荫庇的底下。
At least 25 years.
起码有25年的时间。
The king Uzziah is very prospered by God.
乌西亚王啊，神使他很兴盛。
Everything, blessed by God.
啊，佢都做一切神的祝福。
So young Isaiah saw the king Uzziah.
啊，喺年轻嘅时候，以赛亚就见到乌西亚王。
Uzziah, the king Uzziah is wonderful.
啊，乌西亚王真系好奇妙啦。
If Isaiah, will be a king Uzziah, that is good.
啊，如果我啊，以赛亚能够成为做啊，系。乌西亚王就好了。
So, that is the prophet of Isaiah.
啊，这个是啊，先知以赛亚。
But, after 25 years,
啊，但25年之后
,King Uzziah died.
啊，乌西亚王就死了。
Why Uzziah died?
啊，乌西亚为什么死了？
Let us read, Second Chronicles.
啊，让我们来到在啊，历代之下。
26 chapter. We read verse 16.
我们由第16节读起。
But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction.For he transgressed against the Lord his God by entering the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense.
啊，历代之下二十六章第十六节，他既强盛，就心高气傲，以致行事邪僻，干犯耶和华他的神，进耶和华的殿，以在香坛上烧香。
Verse 17. So Azariah the priest.Went in after him, and with him were 80 priests of the Lord, valiant men.
第十七节，祭司亚撒利亚率领耶和华勇敢的祭司八十人跟随他进去。
Verse 18, and they withstood King Uzziah and said to him, "It is not for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord."But for the priest, the son of Aaron, who are consecrated to burn incense, get out of the sanctuary, for you have trespassed. You shall have no honor from the Lord God.
第十八节，他们就阻挡乌西亚王，对他说：乌西亚啊，给耶和华烧香不是你的事，乃是亚伦子孙承接圣职祭司的事。你出圣殿吧，因为你犯了罪。你行这事，又话必不使你得荣耀。
19. 第十九节。Then Uzziah became furious, and he had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was angry with the priests, leprosy broke out on his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord beside the incense altar.
第十九节，乌西亚就发怒，手拿香坛要烧香。他向祭司发怒的时候，在耶和华殿中香坛旁众祭司的面前，额上忽然发出 大麻风。
So and died in Cyprus, in the leper.
啊，咁佢就喺大麻风病嘅里边死咗。
So this is the story of King Wu Xia.
呢个就系乌西雅王嘅故事。
You and I may be blessed by God.
你同我可能被神祝福。
And you and I may be prospered by God.
你同我可能是神叫我哋兴盛。
We can build a lot of church building.
对我哋可以起一个好大嘅敬拜堂。
You know the American want to build mega church.
你知道喺美国里边有几间叫超级嘅大嘅敬拜堂。
Every preachers want to a mega church.
每个嘅传道人都想要就建造超级嘅敬拜堂。
But吴西亚 have done such a thing.
但吴西亚冇咁嘅事情。
But sometimes he's himself lift up.
但佢有到咗时候，佢自己嚟到抬高佢自己啊。
He is a king.
佢系王。
He is not a priest.
但佢唔系祭司。
He said God will patient for me.
佢话神或者会忍耐我。
God will look my face.
神会睇住我面。
I have a special favor with God.
神系特别嘅嚟到恩待我，嚟俾应我。
No, God have no partiality.
冇神系冇偏待人噶。
God, he said, I can do something as priest.
佢话我可以做一啲嘢祭司做嘅。
And he got a leprosy.
但佢得到大麻风啦。
So this is.And Wu Xia King died.
呢个系乌西雅王，佢得大麻风病就死啦。
The prophet Isaiah saw King Wu Xia died.
先知以赛亚佢见到乌西雅王死啦。
Because Wu Xia is his hero.
因为乌西雅王系佢嘅英雄。
He said, I will be such a man that is good.
如果我似乌西雅王咁叻就好啦。
His eyes full of King Wu Xia.
他眼里面看着满载满了乌西雅王。
He did not see the Lord on the throne.
他看不到坐在宝座上面的主。
But in the year of King Wu Xia died,
但是乌西雅王死的年
he saw the Lord sitting on his throne.
他看见全能的主坐在宝座的上面。
That means you and I must learn as Isaiah's lesson.
你和我都要学以赛亚的功课。
Man may be great.
人可以好伟大。
Some may be greatly used by God.
有啲人或者系我俾神大嘅使用。
But our eyes must be on the Lord.
但我哋嘅眼目一定要睇住主自己。
We don't look some great man of God.
我哋唔好睇住系神使用嘅伟大嘅人。
Some souls in the in the Bible.
在圣经里面
We know many things.
我知道很多事情
God, as Moses,
好像摩西
he is a great use by God.
神大的使用他
But when he died, where to bury him.
但当他死的时候 在哪里葬他哪个葬他呢
What kind of funeral services.
他应该有一个怎样的丧礼呢
We cannot see nothing.
我们没什么都没有
Why?
为什么呢
Because God don't want Moses instead of him.
因为神
take the place of him.
不想摩西代替了神自己。
Isaiah is a great prophet.
以赛亚是一个伟大的先知。
When he died, there is no record.
但他死的时候完全没有记载。
Traditions told us,
传统告诉我们。
He was sold by Saul.
他是被割代死的。
And, why?
为什么呢
Because Isaiah is nothing.
因为以赛亚实在都无有的。
Those servants of the Lord,
神所用的仆人
only serve Christ Jesus.
他是将服侍耶稣基督。
Only manifest Jesus Christ.
他是将为着要彰显基督。
Recorded in the scripture.
所以被记载在圣经里面。
He don't honor any man.
神不是要尊敬任何人来到显大。
God did not, exalt any man.
神不要将任何人来到高举。
You and I,
你和我
God, have any eternal value.
如果神那里有任何永远的价值
perfectly based on Jesus Christ in you and in me.
唯有完全的是基于你和我里面的基督。
So, in Paul also the same.
所以保罗都一样。
He is a great servant of the Lord.
他是主的很大用的仆人。
But what is the final days, we don't know.
但到最后在地上的知点样呢我们不知道。
We only know he was rented room in Rome.
我真的读使徒行传读到在罗马租了房子。
No reputation.
他毫无名声。
No position.
他毫无地位。
God honored.
是神尊重他。
God never honor your reputation.
神从来都不会是尊重你的名誉。
You are doctor or something.
无论你是博士或者医生。
God never mentioned that.
神从来都不提的。
God only count one thing.
神只计一样嘢。
You and I manifest Jesus Christ.
你同我都是来到彰显耶稣基督的仆人。
So, we see that Isaiah chapter 6.
所以我们看以赛书第六章。
He said, seraphim.
他在这里就读到撒拉芬。
Each one have six wings.
每一个撒拉芬有六对的翼。
Two wings cover his face.
两只翼是遮住他的面。
And two wings cover his feet.
两只翼是遮住他的脚。
Only two wings for flew.
两只翼来到飞的。
What does that mean?
这个什么意思呢?
It means two wings covered his face.
两只翼遮住他的面。
And two wings cover his feet.
两只翼遮住他的脚。
So if you cover your face,
如果你遮住你的面,
if I cover my face and feet,
如果我遮住我的面, 遮住我的脚,
you cannot understand who is this.
那你就不会知道我是谁了。
That is seraphim.
那个是撒拉芬。
The two wings, that means for his vocation.
两个翼是为了他的工作。
And the two wings cover his face.
两只翼遮住他的面。
Two wings cover his feet.
两只翼遮住他的脚。
That means totally covered.
换句话来讲，就是完全的被遮蔽啊。
You know the 12 apostles.
你知道嗰十二个使徒。
In the New Jerusalem.
喺新耶路撒冷嘅里面。
His their name, 12 apostles' name, written on the foundation.
佢十二个使徒嘅名字系记喺新耶路撒冷嘅圣城嘅城嘅根基上面。
That means the foundation is buried on the earth. Buried.
那个根基是藏在地下面的。
That is means only Jesus Christ was manifest.
换句话来讲，就唯有耶稣基督被彰显。
He said, the holy, holy, holy.
他说圣哉圣哉圣哉。
The Lord of hosts.
万军之耶和华。
The whole earth is full of his glory.
他的荣光充满全地。
The original language is this.
原本的说话是这样。
The fullness of whole earth is his glory.
那原本的意思就是说地上的丰满就是他的荣耀了。
The fullness of the whole earth is his glory.
就是他的荣耀了。
So that it is the holy.
那么圣洁的。
Jesus Christ manifested everywhere.
耶稣基督是在我全都能够彰显。
And then we see that Isaiah verse 5 said, Woe is me, for I am undone.
第五节那里以赛亚就说祸灾我灭亡了。
This is Isaiah count himself.
这个以赛亚他这么看他自己。
Isaiah says that I'm nothing.
我无有的。
I'm nothing.
我什么都没
有。Woe to me.
他无我祸灾。
I am undone.
我是我灭亡的。
So we are just sing a song. We are all sinners saved by grace.
好像我们唱的诗歌，我们都是罪人蒙主恩。
So that is Isaiah's spirit.
这个是以赛亚的经历。
The spirit of that says that the world is me, but I am dead.
I'm
nothing.
啊，我咩都唔系，咩都冇。
Only Christ is everything。
啊，我有基督系一切。
啊 ，That is Isaiah's message。
啊，呢个以赛亚嘅信息。
And the second, the verse six that and there is the blood of the blood of the sacrifice。
啊，第六节系讲到呢个献祭嘅血。
Because the priest that killed the lamb, killed the cows, and for the sacrifice。
啊，因为祭司啊，将羊嚟到啊，系宰杀嚟到流出嘅血。
And the blood full of the altars。
啊，嗰个血就流到整个祭坛嘅上面。
So that is the blood. There is the altar.
啊，嗰个血，嗰个祭坛。
And the live coal.
啊，嗰个有火红烧着嘅炭。
That means the three things.
啊，嗰个三样乜嘢？
啊 ，What is the three things？
啊，呢三样嘢乜嘢嘢？
The three things is God's grace.
啊，呢三样都系神嘅恩典。
The blood of Jesus Christ.
啊，耶稣基督嘅血。
Is the grace is God's grace.
啊，呢个神嘅恩典。
And the altar that means the cross.
啊，呢个祭坛就讲到基督。
Is God's grace.
系神嘅恩典。
So Paul says.
啊，所以保罗话。
啊，we believe in God. We believe in Jesus Christ.
啊，我哋相信耶稣基督。
啊 ，this is our grace.
啊，呢个我哋恩典。
But all grace also we suffer for him。
啊，我哋但为佢受苦都系佢嘅恩典。
That is also a grace。
啊，嗰个都系恩典。
A grace to suffer for him。
啊，系恩典，我哋能够为佢受苦。
The blood is God's grace。
啊，血系神嘅恩典。
The cross is God's grace。
啊，十字架系神嘅恩典。
You have learned obedience or suffering is God's grace。
啊，我哋能够从苦难里边学习顺服都系神嘅恩典。
And the living cold, that's the fire。
这个烧着红火红的炭
That means the Holy Spirit、
这个讲到圣灵
The God's grace
都是神的恩典
The blood is God's grace
血是神的恩典
Altar is God's grace
祭坛神的恩典
The fire is also God's grace
火都是神的恩典
So that is all God's grace
这些所有都是神的恩典
And weAll except nothing. All God's grace.
我们都是无有，我们都是神的恩典。
And then, verse 8.
第八节。
He said.
啊，嗰度就话。
And I heard the voice of the Lord saying.
我听见主的声音说。
Who shall I send, and who will go for us?
可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？
Here says, whom shall I send?
咩话我可以差遣边个呢？
And who will go for us?
但是他就说谁肯为我们去呢？
Not for me.
他就不是说
not for,、
这个、我不是单数。
For us.
他就为我们是众数。
What is the meaning of us?、
我们是什么意思
呢？ That us means the God's whole family.、
我们就是讲到神的整个家了。
Today, a lot of young people are called by God.
都是很多年轻人被神呼召。
To go for their denomination.
或者是那宗派来到出去。
Before my spirit eyes open, I serve my denomination.
当我眼睛被打的时候，我在我那个熟的宗派来到服侍。
My new denomination.
我的新的宗派
That's what my niece denomination
是作新的宗派
What my niece is very good What my niece is a very spiritual man
是作新的一个很特别的人
But we second generation because spirit man become a denomination
但是在第二代的时候属灵的人就变成一个宗派
But we do not see that
我们不是这样看
But really, it's a fact.
但这个是个事实。
So, when the Holy Spirit opened my eyes,
当圣灵打开眼睛的时候
he said, who will go for us?
谁为我们去呢？
Us means the whole family of God.
我们就是神的整个大家庭。
All people of God.
所有神属于神的人。
In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11.
在马福音第十一章那里这样讲。
Jesus said that the church, or the house of God, is called up for a prayer for all nations.
耶稣就说这个圣殿或者神的家应该是万国祷告的殿。
That is a prayer for all nations.
那为着所有万国的人来祷告的。
For all the people.
那所有的人呢？
That is, means the church is for, all the peoples.
那么来讲，教会是给所有的人呢？
So, that is, Isaiah knows.
这是拿以赛亚的信息。
He, go for,the whole family of God.
他可以教会着神的整个的家庭。
This is a challenge for us.
这是对我们一个挑战。
Let us read, Ephesians,chapter 4.
有一集以弗所书第四章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Let us read together.
让我们读一起读以弗所书第四章第七节。
But,
我们各人蒙恩都是照基督所量给各人的恩赐。
This verse or Chinese translation is not perfect.
中文的翻译不是很好了。
The English translation is comparatively more perfect.
英文的翻译比较好一点。
Here says, to each one of us,
他这里说对于我们每个人
the grace was given.
恩赐是给了我们。
So、according to the measure of Christ,
按照基督的量度。
According to the measure of Christ's gift,
那按照系俾咗我哋嘅基督嘅量度。
Christ is our gift.
基督系我哋嘅恩赐。
Christ more,
有多啲嘅基督。
That means the grace more.
就话真多啲恩典啦。
Each one of us, the grace was given according to the measure of Christ.
我哋乜嘅恩典系按住。神俾我哋基督嘅量度。
So you are 1% measure of Christ.
你一个人有一个基督嘅量度。
You are 10% measure of Christ.
或者你有系基督量度嘅10%。
I have 20%
或者我有20%嘅基督嘅量度。
He has 30% measure of Christ.
或者佢有30%嘅基督嘅量度。
And we get grace respectively.
按住我哋有几多基督嘅量度，我哋得着恩典啦。
If your measure of Christ is 100%,
如果你嘅基督嘅量度系100%，
you get the 100% grace.
你就得着100%嘅恩典啦。
If I have 90% measure of Christ,
如果我有90%基督嘅量度，
I have 90% of grace.
我就有90%嘅恩典啦。
Only so 100% measure of Christ,
唯有100%嘅基督嘅量度
satisfy God's heart,
先至满足神嘅心。
And in the New Testament, at the end of the New Testament, tell us.
新約嘅尾咁樣同我哋講。
That New Jerusalem from heaven.
耶路撒冷，新耶路撒冷從天而降。
This brother and sister is 100% grace.
呢啲嘅弟兄姊妹，佢哋係100%嘅恩典。
So 100% of measure of Christ.
佢哋有100%嘅基督嘅量度。
If you and are only 99% measure of Christ,
如果你同我只有99%嘅基督嘅量度
，you and I cannot go to New Jerusalem.
你同我都唔可以去到新耶路撒冷。
We are just out of Jerusalem.
我哋真有神嘅外边。
So God never partiality.
神系唔会偏待人嘅。
God only use you and I.
神使用你同我。
According to the measure of Christ.
系按住系我哋里边有几多基督嘅量度。
The measure of Christ increase only by learning being so suffering.
基督嘅量度能够增加，我系透过我哋受苦嚟到学习信服。
As Isaiah says,
好似话所讲咗。我在我灭亡了。
I'm nothing.
我无有的。
My self-centered life, decrease to zero.
我自我中心的生命来到减少到零。
And, the measure of Christ increase to 100%.
你自己的生命是增加到100%。
Paul, I have such an experience.
保罗就有这样的经历了。
When he was in early years,
当他早年的时候
he, in the Corinthians letters,
在哥林多的书信里面这样说
he says, I am the least of the apostles.
他说我是徒当中你最小的一个
that means he was decreased.
换句话来说他是减少
and he became the least apostle.
他成为最小的使徒
After many years,
好多年之后,
he wrote Ephesians. He said, I am the least of the saints. He is decreased to the least of the saints. When he met the Lord, and he said in Timothy, he said, I am among sinners.I am the chief.
他说我罪人当中来罪魁。
That means he decreased to zero.
那换句话来讲，他就降到零了。
And then Jesus Christ increased 100%.
那基督耶稣在这里面增加了100%。
We always pray that I am among sinners, I am the chief.
有的时候我们说我们在罪人当中是罪魁。
We pray that prayer is only mouth prayer.
我们这样的祷告或者我们这样的传教是好讲的。
Reality.
不是真的我们的实际啊。
Paul in the prayer, he said, I am the, among sinners, I am the chief. It's not a mouth.
保罗他说我在罪人当中我是罪魁不是口讲的。
His whole life learned to be so suffering.
但是他生从受苦得信服。
He is self-centered life because decreased to small and to zero.
他自我中心的生命渐渐减少了减少减少到零了。
And the measure of Christ increased to
100%.
So you and I have potential. You and I have tiemli, and this potential is to decrease ourselves from 100% to 0%.
那我有个潜力可以由100%的自己减少到只有零的自己。
We have a potential to increase the measure of Christ from 0% to 100%.
我有咁嘅潜力，可以由零嘅0%嘅基督增加到100%嘅基督。
Your whole life.
在我一生的里面。
This is a lifelong lesson.
这是一个新的功课。
When we became a Christian.
当我们成为基督徒的时候。
Christ in us.
基督在我们里面。
But when we meet the Lord.
当我们碰到主的时候。
And how much the increase the measure of Christ.
但基督的量度在我们有多少增加呢？
According to you and I, willingly learn to be in so suffering.
那按照我和你有多少愿意学习 在受苦里面信服。
So this is the Matthew's first book of Matthew's message.
这个是新约的第一卷书马太福音的信息。
This is also the Old Testament, the first message.
这个是旧约里面约伯记的第一个信息。
We have willingly to learn to be in so
suffering.
Because only these lessons can decrease ourselves. And increase the measure of Christ. All the Christian, the works of Christianity cannot do that. So I am a preacher. I may be decrease myself only 90%.
我减少我自己到99%。
Still 10%, I hold myself.
我仍然10%嘅我自己。
So in eternity,
永远嘅里面。
I am not in the New Jerusalem.
我唔喺新耶路撒冷。
Maybe there is an old lady.
或者嗰个老妇人。
He never the preach.
佢哋从来冇讲到过。
He never teach the Bible。
佢从来冇教圣经。
But he always in his kitchen or in his family home and learn being so suffering。
但系佢喺屋企里边喺个厨房里边，佢系常常学习受苦以致信服。
She is not an educated woman。
或者佢一个冇受教育嘅女人。
But she can learn being so suffering 100%。
但佢可以100%嘅学习受苦以致信服。
In New Jerusalem。
喺新耶路撒冷。
And all the uneducated lady
那个没受教育的老夫人
will sit with Christ in eternity
那个在永远的里面从基督教同在宝座的上面
I am a preacher
我一个传道人
I am the New Testament expert
我一个新约的专家
There's nothing because I am only 90% increased measure of Christ
但这个是 没用的因为我只是
I only in eternity serve the Lord 90%.
在永远里面我只能够90%的服侍耶稣。
I'm not qualified 100% of measure
of Christ. 我没有100%的那个资格。
So God is no partiality.
神是不偏待人的。
Oh, we are praise God.
我们赞美神。
We are, this is not according to your, this gift, that gift.
不是按照你有这个恩赐那个恩赐。
God only count on the measure of Christ.
神只计有计几多基督的量度在我们里面。
So we praise God.
我们赞美神。
Every Christian has a potential 100% learning being so suffering.
我们每个基督都可以有这样的潜力来到学习100%的来到信受苦来到以致信服。
Full manifestation of Jesus Christ.
能够完全丰满的将基督耶稣彰显出来。
So we have to buying up the opportunity.
所以我要真系找住我哋嘅机会。
Let us read Ephesians chapter 5.
然后我哋读以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
It says, that is.也不需要五章is that verse 16
第十六节
let's read together
让我一起读以弗所书第五章第十六节
redeeming
要爱惜光阴因为现今的世代
迟了好 right This verse called redeeming the time.
你说要爱惜光阴或者要争取机会。
这个 original language is buying up the opportunity.
原本用先啊说我们要买熟这些机会。
That means we catch, we grasp every opportunity.
我意思就是我们找住每一个机会。
Lord be so suffering.
来到学习是透过受苦以致信服。
In our family life,
在我们家庭的生活里面
wife may be wrong,
我们太太可能错的
but we catch the opportunity.
我们找住个机会。
God allows my wife wrong.
神用我的妻子错。
You give me a chance to learn being so suffering.
给我机会来到学习受苦以致信服。
Husband may be wrong.
我们的丈夫是错的。
But we must buying up the opportunity.
我们要来找住这个机会。
The learn being so suffering.
来学习受苦当自己信服。
And increase the measure of Christ.
你是基督的量度增加。
We don't need murmuring.
我们不需要埋怨。
We don't need complaining.
我们不需要投诉。
We just willingly learn being so suffering.
我们甘心乐意的来到透过受苦得信服。
Redeeming the time.
来到是救赎这个时间。
And这个buying up the opportunity.
我们要找住这个机会。
No opportunity is lost.
我们不损失任何的机会。
We must catch every opportunity.
我们要找住每一个机会。
Every chance.
每一个机会。
To learn the lesson.
来到学习这个功夫。
And you will increase measure.
Immediately.
So we need this one.
我有需要这个。
So Paul says.
所以保罗啊。
He says, learn this through suffering.
保罗啊，我们要从受苦得学习信服。
Because he said, because the days are evil.
他说因为现今的世代是邪恶。
Why the days are evil?
为什么现今的世代是邪恶？
Because Satan wants to do everything except learn obedience through suffering.
因为撒旦要做一切，以致我哋学唔到，就苦以致信服。
So we do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
啊，所以我哋唔好糊涂，要明白主嘅旨意系点样。
God's will is learn obedience through suffering.
神嘅旨意系要我哋受苦以致学习信服。
And do not be drunk with wine.
啊，唔好醉酒。
In which is dissipation, but be full with the Spirit.
然后要被圣灵充满。
That means filled with the Spirit, that fully manifest Jesus Christ.
啊，被圣灵充满乃在全将基督耶稣丰满嘅彰显。
So this is all everybody can learn this lesson.
你话我哋每一个都学呢个功课嘅。
This is God's message.
呢个神嘅信息。
To the Old Testament, to the New Testament.
啊，即旧约嘅信息跟新约信息都一样。
In the Old Dispensation, God has preached this message. In the New Dispensation, God preached also the same.
喺旧约嘅安排嘅里边，神系传呢个信息；喺新约嘅安排里边，神都系传呢个信息。
So everybody, from start today.
希望每一个人由今日开始。
To redeeming the time.
啊，我要爱惜光阴。
Catch every opportunity.
我要打住每个机会。
We didn't learn, obedience, through suffering.
我哋甘心乐意嘅，系要透过系苦难受苦嚟到学习信服。
We learn obedience. That means we deny ourselves.
我哋学习信服，乃就话我哋拒绝我哋自己。
And manifest Jesus Christ.
乃用基督耶稣嘅生命嚟到彰显。
So God must show mercy to every one of us.
啊，所以神向我哋每一个人嚟到显出佢嘅慈嘅怜悯。
I want to give you a testimony.
我想俾你一个见证。
When I was in Taiwan.
我喺台湾嘅时候。
I work in Tainan.
我喺台南度工作。
Tainan is a too hard city.
啊，台南一个好困难嘅城市。
Tainan is 太难啦。
啊，所以就话台南咧就太难啦。
It's too difficult.
啊，真系太难啦。
Because the elders of Tainan.
啊，因为喺台南嗰度有个长老。
Drive out the elders preachers.
啊，佢将个年老嘅嘅长老赶出去。
And also drive out the adult preacher.
啊，佢将嗰个年老嘅全道人嚟赶出去。
So some God servants send me to that difficult city.
啊，神嘅仆人就派我呢个好困难嘅城市嘅里面。
I'm a young preacher.
我一个年轻。
Before I went there,
在那之前,
and that elder said himself,
啊, 那个长老这么说,
he said, the older preacher cannot deal with this situation.
啊, 那个长老处理不到那个情况,
adult preacher cannot deal with this situation.
啊, 成长的, 全都人都对, 处理不到那个情况,
you young preachers also cannot deal with this situation.
啊, 你年轻的全都人都不可以对付这个情况,
when I was right there.
啊，当我做嗰个时候
，I know the situation is very difficult.
我知道个情况十分困难。
But I asked this brother.
我就叫呢个弟兄。
Let us pray together.
我一齐祈祷。
Twice a week.
我哋每个礼拜祈祷两次。
And after several days.
啊，几日之后。
The trouble goes down.
啊，我呢个麻烦就渐渐减少啦。
Because his wife is mental disordered.
啊，因为佢个妻子啊。他是精神有问题。
He used a knife to beat the window or the door.
啊，他用刀来去打个窗门或者门。
So this is very hard to preach the gospel.
啊，好难咁样嚟传福音啦。
And how someone speak evil words and beat the window and the door.
啊，咁人家就讲啲唔好嘅说话，睇见佢就咁样用刀嚟打门打窗。
So that is a very difficult city.
啊，一个好困难嘅城嘅教会。
But older people condemn him.
啊，所有嘅人都嚟到定佢嘅罪。
And adult preacher all condemn him.
啊，嗰个年长嘅全部人都定佢嘅罪。
They do not sympathize with him.
啊，佢对佢一啲都冇俾同情。
And when I arrived there,
啊，当我去到嗰度嘅时候，我就咁谂。
I said, dear brother, come and we to pray for this.
啊, 等我们来, 我们来为这次祈祷吧。
And then his wife, the first few weeks, and he did not beat the church on the second floor.
然后
他 only make noise at the downstairs.
啊，他只在楼下，在教会的楼下就啊，系有啲声音。
And we pray, and I with her husband pray.
啊，我从佢嘅丈夫嚟到祈祷。
And few weeks later, he is just and make noise on the street.
啊，想在佢在家里边嚟到嘈。
And the next few months, and he don't make noise on the street. Only at his home.
啊，系啊，几年之后啊，佢唔再喺家里嘈啦，佢喺屋企里边嘈。
And finally, I just rest on the bed.
啊，最后佢只喺床里边休息啦。
So I stayed there 5 years.
我喺度留咗五年嘅时间。
All the problem all solved.
啊，所有嘅问题都解决啦。
Because.
因为
I learned obedience through suffering.
我学习受苦以致信服。
I learned a lot of lessons.
学到了好多嘅功课。
From my family.
从我家庭。
From the church.
从教会嘅里面。
Learned a lot of suffering.
学习好多嘅受苦。
I bring up every opportunity.
我又抓住每个机会。
To learn.Obedience through suffering.
那學習信服是透過受苦。
Man may be wrong.
人可能錯。
Things may be wrong.
事情可能錯。
Circumstance may be wrong.
環境可能錯。
But God never wrong.
神永遠都不會錯。
Allow these things happen to me.
神用這些事情臨到我身上。
To create a chance.
是創造一個機會。
For me to learn obedience through suffering.
是這個學習來到受苦以致信服。
To increase the measure of Christ.
是基督的量度能夠
To decrease my self-centered life.
啊，将我自我中心嘅生命嚟到减少。
So I work with them very good.
我同佢一齐嘅工作，我十分好。
That is my experience.
呢个我嘅经历。
If we learn obedience through suffering,
如果我哋从个受苦嚟到学习顺服
we can have a spirit of meekness.
我哋就有一个柔和嘅灵啦。
A spirit of gentleness.
啊，一个温柔嘅灵啦。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 1.
加拉太书第六章第一节。
He said, someone may be sin, may be sin, trespassed. Your spiritual man must have the spirit of meekness to recover him. So the spirit of meekness only produced by low obedience or suffering.
温柔的灵唯有是从受苦是以致学习顺服那里产生出来。
So if you have no anger,
如果你没有怒怒,
that means you will learn a lot of obedience or suffering.
就话个意思就话你已经学咗好多受苦与顺服嘅功课。
Today it is not easy for me to anger.
今日唔系咁容易叫我怒啦。
Before I came to this country,
我嚟呢个国家之前,
people in Canada,
加拿大嘅一啲嘅人,
speak a lot of things, write a lot of things against me.
写好多嘅嘢嚟到反对我。
And some brother told me,
有个弟兄话俾我听,
I said, Do you know this brother?
你认识呢个弟兄啊?
I said, I don't not know.
我唔识佢啊。
And I, after I read those, writings,
当我读到佢所写嘅嘢嘅时候,
I email to him,
我就寄封电脑信俾佢。
I said, This brother is our dear brother in Christ.
我就咁样写噶，喺主里面亲爱嘅弟兄。
But our the measure of Christ is different.
个人嘅基督嘅量度都唔同。
His measure of Christ to against me.
佢嘅基督嘅量度系反对我。
He's such a measure.
佢睇见咁嘅量度。
But we must love him.
但我一定要爱佢。
Because his measure is against me.
因为佢自己嘅量度系反对我。
But he's still our dear brother in Christ.
佢仍然喺我基督里边，我亲爱嘅弟兄。
I said, whatever he says, whatever he writes,
啊，無論他說什麼，寫什麼，
it doesn't matter.
不緊要啊。
But he is our dear brother, and we have to love him to the uttermost.
是的，第一，我們盡我們一切的來到愛他。
And this brother, and his wife saw that.
啊，這個弟兄同他妻子看見。
Yeah, she read from read this letter to their whole congregation.
啊，他將這封信來到給教會眾來讀。
He said, oh, this is the way to increase the measure of Christ.
啊，這個是基督教的增加的途徑啦。
啊，well, you and I have a lot of sufferings.
你
和
我。啊，如果神用我，有很多的受苦。
啊，but we have redeemed.
啊，但我要使我知感恩。
啊，catch the opportunity。
我要抓住机会。
Learn obedience through suffering。
啊，
learn
学习从受苦到顺服。
Decrease our self-centered life。
啊，将我哋自我中心嘅生命减少。
Increase the measure of Christ。
让基督嘅量度增加。
So, God's eternal purpose.Is this?
啊，神永遠的旨意是這個。
啊，all things work together for good.
啊，一切萬事都互相效力為著我們得益處。
啊，Brother Austin Sparks says.
啊，啊，史柏丁這樣講。
He said, all things include everything.
啊，所有萬事包括所有的事。
Nothing is kind of excluded.
啊，沒有東西在這個之外的。
Everything.
啊，每一件事情。
啊，all things work together.
一切的事情都是這樣的，是效力，是為了好處。
啊，for those who love God.
是為了那些愛神的人得益處。
Willingly to learn obedience through suffering.
啊，這個你甘心樂意學習以受苦來到得以信服。
If you and I don't willingly learn.
如果你和我不甘心樂意的學習。
God also wait and honor us.
啊，神有他的途径来到去尊崇我们。
But we cannot increase the measure of Christ.
但我们不能够叫基督的量度增加。
So Paul says, to me to live is Christ.
所以保罗说，对我来说，活着是为了基督。
Whether life or death,
无论我生或死，
Christ will be manifest in my body.
叫基督在我身上照常的显大。
What is life?
生是什么？
Life means prosperity.
生是很兴旺。
这个 prayer, God answered.
我的祷告神听了。
That is life.
这个生。
What is death?
死是什么呢？
That is difficult.
死的困难。
Not as prosper.
一点都不兴旺。
All prayers unanswered.
很多的祷告都没答完了。
But Paul says, no matter what is life or death, Christ manifests in my body.
无论是生是死，叫基督至常在我身上显大。
He kept every chance, opportunity.
保罗抓住每个机会。
To learn obedience.
学习顺服是透过苦难。
Decrease himself.
以这个自己减少。
Increase the measure of Christ.
以基督的量度来增加。
So I can only call, speak to you this important lesson.
我只能够同你讲这个十分重要的功课。
We need to read the Bible.
我需要读圣经。
We need to gather together.
我需要同个聚集。
We want to, but most important, increase the measure of Christ.
最重要的是叫基督的量度增加。
And this evening,
今晚,
I want to, the last chance to fellowship with you.
啊，最后我有机会同弟兄姊妹有团契。
I want to, testify how God, Holy Spirit, opened my eyes.
我想同大家，会同大家交通圣灵点打开我的眼睛。
To read the Bible.
啊，去读圣经。
How to read the Bible.
啊，点样去读圣经。
Before I read the Bible is wrong way.
以前我读圣经是错的。
啊。But after Brother Sparks through his ministry, opened my eyes.
啊，透过斯巴顿的即时打开我的眼睛。
Everybody, we can read the Bible.
我们每个人都可以读圣经。
The Bible, opened a new book.
啊，当圣经打开的时候，一本新的书。
So the last chance I want to testify to you.
啊，最后或者今晚上会同大家交通我的见证。
When you back to read the Bible,
当你翻去读圣经的时候
，New Bible is a new Bible.
看见一本新的圣经。
Let us pray.
我们祈祷。开始我们当聚会结束的时候，我们再一次的来到仰望主你的怜悯，所以我们继续求圣灵能够继续的来到说话。我们感谢你给弟兄透过弟兄今次来我们的当中，给我们一个很清楚的信息，是真的这个 是你从真系对对最先，无论喺旧约喺新约，主你对人嘅信息都一样，主系真系既愿意我哋能够听得进，要我能够明白，真系系愿意我哋能够真系知道受苦以致顺服，系你俾我哋嘅恩典，系你嘅目的，系你一切嘅旨意。主我哋求你，你能够说进我哋嘅里边，我哋再一次求你怜悯，因为我哋承认我哋人系唔中意受苦，我哋承认我哋自我中心嘅生命系唔愿意死。我们的肉体是很强横，是不愿意死的。我们只有求你，你吸引我们。主我们仰望你，我们知道你的心是向我们 是善的。主你给十字架我们，那是为着要我们得着丰富的生命，那是为着叫我们脱离我们那个自我中心的生命，脱离很多的仇苦，脱离很多的 是脾气勾怒埋怨，那是叫我们能够有安息，给我们有平安，俾我哋有真系心里边嘅和谐同安息。我主，我哋求你俾我哋睇见，但一切嘅事发生都系为咗呢个叫我哋得益处，叫我哋被磨成你儿子嘅模样，能够真系有你儿子丰满嘅生命。我主，我哋求你，你纪念我哋，主我哋即系信息系人嘅话系言，但我哋继续求圣灵能够作工，因为我实在知道听咗唔等于我哋有，我哋何等需要主你嘅圣灵能够找住我哋，嚟到吸引我哋，叫我哋能够真系。定睛的注视你自己，叫我们愿意有一个渴慕，我们愿意真的是渴慕，我们能够真的叫基督的亮度能够百分之百的在我们的里面，然后讨你的欢喜，要主你自己能够心满意足。主我们求你 你吸引我们，我们将无论大人小孩在这里的我们交给你，我们有朋友在我们当中的都交给你，我们有些弟兄姊妹只是间中来的我们都交给你，我们求你都给我们有你自己的话，我们仰望你，祈祷奉主耶稣的名。